So this morning, I want to talk with you about God's divine economy. That's the title for this homily, God's divine economy. God is the one who gives the most, but that doesn't mean that we are not to then give something in return. What does God give? Well, God gives his very self. And in the beautiful collect with which this Mass began, we have reference to God's divine economy when we pray these words, O God, who seeing the human race fallen into death, will to redeem it by the coming of your Son. And then we go on to pray at the end of the collect that we would respond to his incarnation with humble fervor and may merit his company as our Redeemer. Now, in the Bible, this term Redeemer or redemption is a term having to do with money. To be redeemed is to be paid for, to be delivered from slavery. And indeed, the great Savior of the world has paid with his very life to redeem us from what is referred to in the collect as how we have fallen into death. And when we come to a deepening appreciation of what it is to say God in his divine economy has given everything for us, we in turn have a change of heart. We then come to have the perspective of Hannah. What a beautiful story this is, paralleled with our gospel. We know from the book of Samuel that Hannah had longed to have a child and she'd been barren. And then she calls out to the Lord in her anguish, in her tears. And Eli, the priest, thinks she's had a little bit too much to drink and she's a little tipsy. And she says, no, this isn't the case at all. I'm longing to have a child because I want to participate in God's divine economy. And in the story, we're told that indeed Samuel is born. And Samuel is then brought to Shiloh, the place of worship, the place where God is particularly present. And our text says in these words, therefore, I have lent this child to the Lord. Oh, I want to be like Hannah. I want to learn to live in response to the great Redeemer with this kind of surrender, with this kind of trust. Imagine what this must have been like at one level. Yes, she'd made a vow, and yet now she's willing to say, Lord, I entrust Samuel to you. I'm not going to try to control. I'm not going to try to manipulate the outcome of his life. I find it so hard to open up my hands and to let go, to say, Lord, everything that I have is in a response to what you have done for me. And in fact, then my life is a gift and everyone that matters to me is a gift. And I am to learn to say everything is on loan. What freedom there is when we come to that deepening realization that my life is on loan from God. And as we learn to participate in this divine economy, oh, then we can have the heart of Mary, where each day we can get up and say, Lord, I don't know everything that this day will hold. I don't know all of its challenges, all of its difficulties, but I know I am living in relation to my Redeemer, and I want to participate in your divine economy. So what I want to do, Lord, more and more is I want my soul to magnify you. I want to be the kind of person who, through my actions, through the way I'm living my life, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. But here's the challenge. It's so interesting what Our Lady says. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. And that's the challenge. Because you see, rather than saying that my life is on loan and I want to magnify the Lord, I get twisted and contorted with my proud thoughts. How about you? Does that ever happen to you in your most interior place? And you know exactly what Mary says when she says, he has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. That's what pride does to us. It scatters us. It mixes everything up. Why? Because at the heart of pride is the devil. That's what he's an expert in, pride. And the word diabolical means to scatter, to tear apart. And what did Jesus do? He's the Redeemer who came to buy us back from the pit of hell, to buy us back from the enemy of our soul, to buy us back from the one who in the deepest places of our heart says, cultivate that pride. Oh, it's so distorted, and it so affects us in ways that bring us right down. But let's end with this. What a beautiful thing Our Lady says when she says, he lifts up the lowly, like Hannah, like Mary, like everyone who is caught up in the story of God's divine economy. So let me end by referencing the collect one more time. O God, who seeing the human race fallen into death, will to redeem it by the coming of your only begotten Son, listen to this, grant that we who pray and who confess the incarnation with humble fervor. Wow, that's the key. Do you want to live your life with humble fervor? I do, because the whole of the biblical witness says these are the people who are free. These are the people who are entering into the great drama of redemption. And so as Christmas approaches, beloved brothers and sisters, celebrate God's arithmetic. Celebrate God's divine economy. And like Hannah, like Our Lady, say, Jesus, my life is on loan, and I offer myself to you because I want to participate as those who are in company with you, the great Redeemer.